Proclamation number 7545 of 11th of March, 1960. Jesus' work of love and mercy. You should always look towards the cross. You should always remember the Savior Jesus Christ, who died for you on the cross. You should always try to imagine his bitter pain and suffering which he endured for your sins, so that your guilt of sin was redeemed and you could enter the spiritual kingdom again unburdened, the kingdom of light, the gates of which Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer, opened for you. For your sins he suffered, for your sins he died on the cross. He, who himself was without sin, took your guilt of sin upon himself and went the way to the cross for you. And he did it out of immense love for you humans, whom he knew to be in greatest spiritual need, whom he wanted to release from the fetters of the adversary who had held you captive for eternities. It was a work of love and mercy, such as has only once been accomplished by a human being who is not differently aligned like you, but only harbored so much love in his heart that he wanted to sacrifice himself for his suffering fellow human beings. And it was this love which gave him the strength for his act of salvation. It was this love which drove his will, which enabled him to endure immense suffering and pain and to walk the path of the cross until the end, until his exaltation on the cross, until his agonizing death. But love was God. It was God himself who sacrificed himself on the cross. It was the eternal love who suffered and died for humanity. And this love needed a human shell which endured suffering and pain. A shell in which the greatest work of mercy ever experienced by humanity took place. This sacrifice on the cross cannot be remembered often enough, because it was unique and yet applied to all of humanity, to the people of the past, the present and the future. Again and again people must experience that the work of redemption has been accomplished for all of them. Again and again they must hear that they themselves also belong to the redeemed if their will is willing to accept the graces of the work of redemption. Again and again people must remember the divine Redeemer. They must turn their gaze to the one who died on the cross for humanity. They must imagine their own sinfulness and know that the divine Redeemer also died for these sins, providing they are carried to him, under his cross. That the human being therefore wants to become free from them and appeals to Jesus Christ for forgiveness of his guilt. The human being must consciously take a stand towards him and his act of salvation. And therefore he should always remember that he would be lost without him, the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. He alone is his Savior from deepest adversity, he alone forgives his guilt, he alone leads him into the kingdom of light and bliss when he has handed over his guilt to him and asks him for redemption. And therefore no man's life is hopeless, no matter how much he has sinned. One took all guilt upon himself and redeemed it on the cross out of immense love. And you should acknowledge this one, you should know and believe that Jesus was the Son of God, that he was a human being who harbored a soul of light within himself which was so full of love that it was able to contain eternal love itself and that this eternal lover walked the earth in order to suffer and die for people, in order to redeem them. And if you believe and acknowledge God himself in Jesus you will also become free from all guilt, you will be able to enter eternal life as he has promised you. Amen.